It's back to school time, and students are finding that their world, or rather their solar system, changed over the summer. From member station WUNC, Jessica Jones reports on what some North Carolina students and their teachers have to say about the demotion of Pluto from its full planetary status.
On a shelf in John Heffernan's class at Forest View Elementary in Durham, there's a working model of the solar system. Now he's got to explain to his third graders that there's one too many planets on that model.
What we're going to do right now is I'd like you to bring your science notebook and let's come and sit in a circle on the rug.
Heffernan perches on the edge of a tiny chair at the front of the circle.
All of a sudden, you wake up on Saturday and Pluto is now called a dwarf planet, not a planet. Do you think it's okay for scientists to change the names of what group it goes into?
8-year-old Janina Spencer, whose hair is twisted into ponytails, says she feels like she's getting the runaround from these scientists.
It doesn't make sense that they just take a different name because people might get mad at each other and say, no, it's a planet. No, it's a dwarf planet. No, it's a planet. No, it's a dwarf planet.
Other students, like blonde-haired, blue-eyed Cole Barnhill, took the news pretty hard.
I've really liked Pluto because it's the farthest planet, and my friend really likes it, so I'm sad that it's not a planet.
A few miles away at Chapel Hill High, Rob Greenberg's science students are wondering how to rework the memory shortcut, "My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas." The mnemonic device helps students remember the old order of the planets from Mercury to Pluto. Keith King is a senior in the class.
She just served you 9, or not 9, but something that starts with N.
Something that starts with N. Noodles.
Yeah,
it's noodles. My very educated mother just served us noodles.
But King says he's skeptical his new version will catch on.
I imagine they'll just use the same one, because they still have to recognize that Pluto's there.
It may not be a planet, King says, but Pluto is still out there. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones.